Today's devotion is entitled, Is That in the Bible? By Pastor Steve Mosky, Good Shepherd, Elgin. There are a number of cliches that we think are biblical, but even if you look hard, you will not find them in the Bible. Here are a few. Cleanliness is next to godliness. I like it, but sometimes you have to get down in the dirt to find Jesus doing his best work. You may actually have to get down and dirty to follow Jesus. When God closes one door, he opens another. This sounds cute, but sometimes God slams the door on you to get your attention so that he can get you to turn around, i.e. repent, and follow him. God helps those who help themselves. Thank goodness this is not in the Bible. Thank goodness that the opposite is actually true. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners who could not help themselves. Thanks be to God that his love is different. God shows us his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. God will not give you more than you can handle. This is a big lie. Sometimes God allows things to happen in your life that are so big that you have to turn them over to Jesus. Yes, it is true that God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond your ability to trust in him, 1 Corinthians 10:12-14. However, sometimes God allows obstacles to remain in your life so that you must trust only in Jesus and not in yourselves. Paul writes about his personal experience with suffering and trials in life. The Message version of the Bible puts it this way. So I won't get a big head. I was given the gift of a handicap, a thorn in the flesh, to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. Satan's angel did his best to get me down. What he in fact did was push me to my knees. No danger then of walking around high and mighty. At first, I didn't think of it as a gift and begged God to remove it. 3 times I did that. And then he told me, my grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:7-10. When God gives you more than you can handle, give it all to God. Allow the grace and love of Jesus Christ to be all that you need. Focusing on our suffering and our own ability to handle things doesn't bring comfort. Focusing on God and his resources for us in suffering does bring great comfort and hope.